This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Rocky Mountain Metropolitan Airport officials say they'll stop using leaded fuel. The announcement Wednesday comes after years of concern over how leaded fuel airplanes might be harming local residents. The airport hopes to complete the transition by 2027. Denver is currently sheltering more migrants than at any other point this year. Denverite Rebecca Tauber has more on what it means for the city.
For the third time this year, Denver has mobilized emergency operations to respond to an increase in migrants crossing the U.S. southern border and arriving in the city. This past week, 300 people arrived per day. That's more than double the number of arrivals compared to 1 month ago. On Sunday, 12 buses alone arrived from Texas, sent by Governor Greg Abbott. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Meanwhile, the city is looking for contractors to take over sheltering efforts with an initial budget of $20 million to work with local partners. Officials are also asking for more federal funding and donations to help migrants arriving in the city. There are now nearly 200 COVID-19 patients hospitalized in Colorado, the most since March. That figure is up more than 60 from 2 weeks ago, the largest two-week jump in almost a year. But it's about one quarter the total number of COVID patients hospitalized at this time 2 years ago. 11 utilities recorded rising levels of the virus detected in wastewater samples, about half the number from last week. A reformulated COVID-19 vaccine is now available in Colorado. It protects against virus variants now causing most U.S. coronavirus infections. This is CPR News.